Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today in our unit on history, we're going to talk about a famous shipwreck. That's when boats are hit by a torpedo or something, and then they sink to the bottom of the ocean. And sometimes it has valuable things inside it, and later on people go after it and try to get that stuff out of it. Probably the world's most famous shipwreck is the Titanic.
Yeah, but they're not always sunk because somebody...shot a torpedo.
True,
at them.
Sometimes they run into icebergs.
That's very, very recent history.
Or they get stuck in a storm or something
storm,
like、
yeah.
that. Or they're attacked by aliens or something、
pirates?
Like that.
How about、
or、
pirates?
Pirates, yes. Or a large squid comes out and grabs onto them and sends them to the bottom of the sea.
Maybe.
And of course, when that happens, you have a shipwreck、mm. at the bottom of the ocean. Now, the Titanic is really great, but there's an even more interesting boat at the bottom of the sea.Down by South America. It's called the San Jose, and we're calling it the Holy Grail of shipwrecks. Okay, so San Jose, if you see the name of the ship being in Spanish like that, of course, it's probably from Spain. And when Spain were going over to the New World, of course, they were taking all sorts of gold and other treats and goodies back to Europe. So, of course, if one of their ships sank、mm-hmm. in the ocean, it's bound to have lots of treasure on board.
That's the fun part about these sunken ships, you know?If you can find them, and there are still groups around the world who literally look for treasure that has been at the bottom of the sea for years and years. Whoever finds it can keep it. So I would love to find some gold at the bottom of the sea. You know, it would be an exciting find, first of all, because you're usually finding something that's quite old.Some of these coins that people find、are from the 1600s, the 1700s.、and like Tom said, these ships usually had very valuable cargo. Could have been gold, silver, or it could have been jewels. Maybe there were some...beautiful women who are on the ship with them, and、mm. their jewels went to the bottom of the sea.
Ooh,
who knows?
We want that jewelry there.、
Yeah.
It's probably worth a fortune, a lot more valuable than anything from the Titanic could be. But in any case, yes, indeed, the San Jose is a boat that's sitting at the bottom of the ocean somewhere, I'm assuming in the Caribbean Sea there. But、let's find out more about this as we read through today's article on history. Please listen carefully.The year is 1708, and the San Jose, a massive Spanish sailing ship, is engaged in battle with British ships off the coast of Cartagena, Colombia. The San Jose is leading a fleet loaded up with riches from Spain's South American colonies. However, as the battle progresses, it seems as if the Spanish fleet may not make it back to Europe. Eventually, the San Jose is hit and explodes,sending men and treasures into the air and sea. Of the 600 sailors aboard, only 11 survive. The San Jose's shipwreck is considered the holy grail of shipwrecks because the amount of wealth the ship was transporting is now estimated to be worth as much as $20 billion. The sunken ship is thought to contain numerous gold and silver coins as well as emeralds. For centuries,The shipwreck's exact location was a mystery. Colombia's government claimed that if it was ever found, Colombia would own all the treasure, which was backed by an American court in 2011. In 2015, the Colombian Navy found the San Jose, and marine archaeologists confirmed the shipwreck's identity by inspecting the dolphin-shaped handles on its cannons. Spain, however,is considering making its own claim on the treasure, since the San Jose was a Spanish ship. To protect it from foreign countries or treasure hunters, Colombia's government is keeping the ship's location a secret. It plans to build a lab and a museum to preserve and display the wreck's contents. If it manages to do so, the world will have a means to witness the cultural heritage the vessel left behind.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about the San Jose, this ship that has been underneath the sea forever, and now it's been found. I hadn't heard this news, so this is kind of exciting. When you say something's the holy grail of something, it means it's really, really valuable. The holy grail is actually a real thing. It's a legend that the cup or the plate that was used by Jesus Christ at the Last Supper, the night before he was crucified, if you find that, you know, it's supposed to, you know, lead to lots of blessings and luck and everything like that. So we use it, though, today as a figurative way to say it's something that everyone is pursuing. Everybody wants. A lot of times people are pursuing the ability to look great forever, to look young forever, the fountain of youth or the holy grail of youth. Well, the San Jose is described as being the holy grail of shipwrecks, something that people have been wanting to find forever, and it looks like someone got lucky.
Indeed. So let's go back to the year 1708. That's over 300 years ago. And the year is 1708. And the San Jose, a massive Spanish sailing ship, is engaged in battle with British ships off the coast of Cartagena, Colombia. Okay, of course, Colombia is a country in South America there. And this happened way back in 1708. So there's a big battle going on. It's a naval battle, which means it's happening on the open sea. It's between the San Jose and it's a group of ships against the British. Okay, mm-hmm. And it's happening off the coast of Colombia there in South America. More specifically, the city of Cartagena in Colombia.
Yeah, we say it Cartagena because it's Spanish. It's not Cartagena or Cartagena or any of those things. Cartagena, Colombia. So that's where it actually was engaged in battle. So they were fighting each other, these two ships. They had those cannons that they would, you know, those big cannonballs. Have you seen those? Those were on ships, and they were trying to sink each other quickly and kill as many as they could. The San Jose, though, is leading a fleet. We're using present tense, guys, to tell the story. I just wanted to say that. Yes, we know it happened a long time ago. But one of the things that storytellers will use, a technique they'll use, is to tell the story in the present tense. So that's what we're doing here. The San Jose is leading a fleet. A fleet means a group of ships together. So it's like a group of ships. It's a measure word, a fleet of ships. They were leading a fleet loaded up with riches from Spain's South American colonies. As you know, back then, these bigger, more stronger countries like England and Spain, they would go to weaker parts of the world, conquer them, and say, this area of the world belongs to Britain, or this area of the world belongs to Spain, and we're going to take everything of value that you have. Well, that's what they had done. They had been down to South America, where the colonies were. One of the colonies was Colombia, and they had taken all the gold and riches they could find from the Colombians, put it on their ship, and as they were going back home, they were attacked by the British, or vice versa. You know, it might have been the Spanish that attacked the Brits. We don't know. They had a fight or a battle on the sea, and unfortunately, the San Jose went down. So we say that they were shipwrecked.
Right, exactly. So, of course, they were coming back with these riches from the colonies of South America. So, again, those are places controlled by the mother country in Europe. I believe Taiwan was a colony of Japan at one time.
India was a colony of Great Britain.
Right. I think
England.
Myanmar was too. Malaysia, yeah. Singapore. They were all colonies of the British Empire, as was Hong Kong. But in any case, I suppose the colonies were what? Colombia, Venezuela, Chile, Argentina, etc. They were all colonies of Spain at one point. Don't make the mistake of thinking that all of South America is Spanish-speaking, because in Brazil, they speak Portuguese. I'm not quite sure what they speak in the Guianas, but in any case, that's another subject. But yes, indeed, they had all this gold and riches from those colonies. However, as the battle progresses, again, we're using present tense there, as the battle progresses, or as it continues, it seems as if the Spanish fleet fleet may not make it back to Europe. They want to get back there to Spain to take those riches back to the royal family there in Spain so they can be even more rich than they already are to be richer. But it seems, oh my goodness, it looks like the British are winning this battle. It looks like we're going to lose, fellas. What are we going to do? It seems as if, it seems like they're just not going to get back to Spain.
Eventually, the San Jose is hit, probably by one of those big cannonballs, and explodes, sending men and treasures into the air and sea. Treasure can be non-count and countable. You can use either one, actually, right here. You could say sending men and treasure into the air and sea. They had lots of riches on board, as we mentioned. Now, of the 600 sailors aboard, that was a big ship. Only 11 survive. Wow, a lot of people died. The San Jose's shipwreck is considered the holy grail of shipwrecks. Because why? Because the amount of wealth the ship was transporting is now estimated to be worth as much as $20 billion. Now, of course, it wasn't worth $20 billion back in 1708, but if we do the calculations correctly, we take the value that it was worth then and bring it into today's calculations, and they were carrying a lot of gold, a lot of riches, you can see.
Yeah, they're probably not just taking back papayas or chocolate and stuff like that. They probably had lots of other valuable stuff there. And it's estimated, or they're guessing it's worth to be as much as $20 billion U.S. dollars. Estimate, of course, is a verb to basically guess the value of something without actually knowing it.
Yep. But an estimation, when you estimate, you know some information. So it's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess. It's a good estimate. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要谈论的主题呢，是一艘巨型帆船，那么称之为 San Jose. 我们来看一下第一个空格的句子。The San Jose is leading a fleet, blank one, riches from Spain's South American colonies. 这一艘巨型的帆船呢，它率领着一支舰队，然后怎么样？这里的 riches 指的是财富，那么呢，满满的是自西班牙在南美殖民地的财富。我们首先来看一下第一题的四个选项。A, taken part in, 参加。B, loaded up with, 有满载或者是大量的装载的意思。C, made peace with, 与什么讲和。D, held on to, 抓住。这艘船呢，它的舰队是满载着来自于西班牙在南美殖民地的财富。所以根据文意，第一题我们答案可以选择 B 选项 loaded up with。而呢，随着战事的演进呢，这个舰队有可能是没有办法回到欧洲的。第二个空格后面的句子提到 ,The San Jose is hit and explodes, sending men and treasures into the air and sea. 结果这个圣何西号呢，被炮火击中而且爆炸，那么他的人员跟宝藏呢，就飞散在天空，也坠落在海中了。第二题我们来看一下转成词 A 选项 eventually 最后 B namely 那就是 C instead 反而 D otherwise 否则不然因为战事的演进呢没有办法回到欧洲最后的结果就是被炮火击中而爆炸了所以搭配文意第二题的标准答案就选择 A eventually第二段第一个句子提到 The San Jose's shipwreck is considered the holy grail of shipwrecks because the amount of wealth the ship was blank three is now estimated to be worth as much as $20 billion U.S. dollars. 在这里提到呢，这个圣荷西号沉船被认为是沉船的圣杯 Grail 通常呢指的是耶稣最后晚餐所用的杯，而 Holy Grail 指的就是圣杯。为什么称它为圣杯呢？因为当时船上怎么样，它的估计的价值多达200亿美元。在这里可以请同学从 The Ship 开始括号，刮到空格三来修饰前面的 the amount of wealth， 当时船上所运输载运的这个财富的价值高达200亿美元。所以我们来看一下第三题 A. abandoning 放弃 B. interrupting 打断 C. transporting 运输 D. postponing 延后。那么呢，来承接文意，当时船上所运输的财富有这么多，所以标准答案第三题我们就选择 C. transporting。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about the Holy Grail of shipwrecks. No, it's not the Titanic. It's actually the San Jose. Maybe you've never heard of that. We gave you a little bit of a history lesson in the first part of our lesson today. It was a ship from Spain. It had gone down to South America, and it was heading back to Spain, loaded with gold and silver and other treasures, jewelry and stuff like that.Taking it back to Europe, but unfortunately they got into a battle with the British there.
Yeah.
The Spanish and the British were not good friends during the colonial era. They were always fighting each other. And unfortunately the San Jose exploded and then it sank and lots of sailors died. So, of course, nowadays we consider the San Jose as being the Holy Grail because it is estimated to be worth as much as $20 billion. I don't know what that would be in Spanish pesetas, but still a lot. Now, the sunken ship is thought to contain numerous gold and silver coins, as well as emeralds. And emeralds, of course, well, an emerald is a precious stone. It's usually green. And, well, it's made from beryl. I'm not going to get into that too much. I've heard some people say that emeralds are actually rarer than diamonds. But diamonds are more expensive because various diamond cartels artificially jack up the price. And men, of course, are forced to pay those prices.
What does jack up the price mean?
Just to make it higher when it's not really that valuable.
Yeah, force a price up. Yeah.
So emeralds
are pretty beautiful. If you haven't seen one, get online, take a look. They were very popular, I would say, in the 1600s. You don't see as many these days. Everyone seems to think that diamonds are more beautiful. I don't. I prefer the sapphire, the bluestone, or emerald. That would be nice,
Rubies
too.
Are nice. They're red, too.
Yeah, those are pretty. Those were all very popular back, you know, 200 or 300, 400 years ago. Emeralds, diamonds, not diamonds, but rubies and sapphires. It's true.
Sure.
So the sunken ship is on the bottom of the sea, and it was thought to contain, or even when they first started talking about this mysterious sunken ship, they would say, oh, it has a lot of gold and silver coins. Now, you know, back then, they didn't have paper money. Mm. They used the real thing, the real metal. It was actually very valuable. So no one had, you know, these dollar bills or 100 NT bills. No, none of that. They were all using actual gold, silver, and jewels. So for centuries, that's hundreds of years, the shipwreck's exact location was a mystery. And of course, if something is a mystery or something's mysterious, it means you don't know a lot about it. So, you know, if you don't have a lot of information, people start making stuff up. It can be used as an adjective, as I just used earlier, mysterious. Oh, he's very mysterious. No one knows where he moved in from, what town he comes from, if he has a girlfriend. Ooh, he's so mysterious. If you don't talk a lot about yourself, other people might think you're a bit mysterious, which sometimes is very attractive to people. So maybe don't talk about yourself so much. Cool.
So again, the exact location of the San Jose for centuries was a mystery. Nobody knew where it was.
No.
But Colombia's government claimed that if it was ever found, Colombia would own all the treasure. And that was backed by an American court in 2011. I don't know what the Americans have to do with this particular case.
Oh, so the Americans thought that they had found this ship. And so they sued the Colombian government, which said, oh, you can't take that. You can't take whatever you found. It was in Colombia's waters. So every country, Taiwan has its own ocean part where it's considered to be our ocean. Well, Colombia's the same. America's the same. They took it to a court in America to sue the Colombians, and they lost. Mm. So I guess the Colombians are able to, you know, recover all that was on that sunken ship. I think the Spanish should get some of it, too. Mm. It was their ship. Anyway, in 2015, moving on to the final paragraph, it says the Colombian Navy found the San Jose, and marine archaeologists confirmed the shipwreck's identity by inspecting the dolphin-shaped handles on its cannons. That's what gave it away. There was something in historical books that had pictures or drawings of the ship, and they had those really cute dolphin-shaped handles on the war equipment, the cannons, remember, that come out, cannonballs come out of the cannons. If you're talking about anything related to the ocean or the sea, we use that word marine. If you're a marine archaeologist, you don't dig under the dirt or in the soil to find old artifacts like archaeologists usually do. No, these people go out onto the ocean, and they try to recover stuff that is on the bottom of the ocean floor.
And I suppose there are lots of marine archaeologists busy here near Taiwan and China looking for ships that are at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
China, of course, has been sailing the seas for 5,000 years. There's bound to be something valuable down
there. Oh, yeah.
But in any case, here we've got these marine archaeologists, and they confirmed the identity of the shipwreck by looking at those handles on the cannons. To inspect means to look closely at something. Of course, if you're trying to solve a crime, you need to inspect the crime scene, for example. Spain, however, is considering making its own claim on the treasure since the San Jose was a Spanish ship.
Go Spain. That's what I say.
Yeah, that was our ship. Even though it was off the coast of Colombia, it's still our ship. So we should have some of that treasure as well. And to protect it from foreign countries or treasure hunters, Colombia's government is keeping the ship's location a secret. That's a good idea. Of course, if everybody knows where the ship is, everybody's going to try to get there.
Totally.
From all over the world. The Chinese, of course, will go there. Maybe the Japanese or the French or whoever. They're all going to head there looking for treasure. And so they want to protect it. So they're not telling anybody where the ship is. They're keeping the location of the ship a secret. To keep something a secret means not to tell somebody the information that you know and that they don't. That's for us to know and you to find out.
Yeah, you don't reveal something that you know that others don't. I would like to go over there if I had a piece of equipment that could look underneath the water. I'm sure it's very deep. It's not like you could go scuba diving and pick up a couple of coins on the bottom of the ocean floor. I would like to find some free money, though. So anyway, it plans. This is Colombia. The government there plans to build a lab, a laboratory, and a museum to preserve, to keep what they find from getting damaged or harmed even more. And they're going to display the wreck's contents. The wreck, of course, is referring to the shipwreck, the pieces that are all broken and on the ocean floor. If someone says, oh, I'm a wreck today, just means they're, you know, kind of flustered, anxious. Maybe they look terrible. Or, oh, I wrecked my bike. I wrecked my scooter. It means you had an accident and got it was destroyed. So they're going to display the wreck's contents. Wreck here is a noun. So if it manages to do so, the world will have a means or a way a way to witness the cultural heritage the vessel left behind. Your cultural heritage is just all the culture that your ancestors have passed down through generations. So it's going to be fun if they can find it. If you leave something behind, could be you went to McDonald's and you left your purse behind.
Mm-hmm.
That you can go back and get if it's still there. But if someone leaves something behind and never goes back to get it, anybody can take it then.
I guess that's the rule here, but in any case here, it's leaving this cultural heritage behind, and I think that's a good idea for them to set up this museum, and hopefully greedy treasure hunters won't get their grubby hands on this treasure.
No.
It should be something that all of us can look at and appreciate.
If it's in a museum, then it's protected, right?
Hopefully.
I'll see what life was like back then. I think it would be cool.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着来看到第四个空格的句子。Colombia's government claimed that if it was ever found, Colombia would own all the treasure. Blank 4 was backed by an American court in 2011.哥伦比亚政府宣称呢，如果这个沉船被找到的话，那么哥伦比亚就可以呢拥有所有的财富。这里打了一个逗号，然后呢，在2011年被美国的法院所支持。什么东西被支持呢？也就是指前面提到的哥伦比亚可以拥有所有的宝藏这件事情。在英文文法里面，我们可以打上逗号 which， 这里的 which 就可以代替前面句子所陈述的内容，这样的事实是被美国的法庭所支持的。所以根据文法，第四题的标准答案我们就选择 D， which。下一个句子 In 2015, the Colombian Navy found the San Jose and marine archaeologists confirmed the shipwrecks blank 5 by inspecting the dolphin-shaped handles on its cannons. 在2015年的时候呢，哥伦比亚的海军找到了这艘沉船，而海洋的考古学家也借由检视呢，在这个大炮上面有着海豚形状的把手，在这里是 the dolphin-shaped handles， 然后呢就确认 confirmed， 确认了这个沉船的什么呢？第五题 A 选项 minority 少数人 ，B identity 身份 ，C technique 技术。D election 选举，借由呢辨识出来大炮上面有着这个海豚形状的把手，而确认了这艘沉船的身份。所以第五题的标准答案就选择 B identity。第六个空格的句子 ，It plans to build a lab and a museum to preserve and display the wrecks blank six。其实呢，哥伦比亚政府正打算呢，要建造实验室跟博物馆来保存并且展示这个沉船的什么？第六题 ，A. contents 内容物 ，B. anxieties 焦虑 ，C. diplomas 文凭 ，D. proverbs 谚语。当然，博物馆要展示沉船的内容物，搭配文意。第六题的标准答案就选择 A 选项。接着第七个空格 If it manages to do so, the world will have a means to blank 7, the cultural heritage the vessel left behind. 如果真的做得到这样的话，那么世人就有一个方式可以怎么样，然后看到这艘船所遗留下来的文化遗产。第七题 A 选项 resign 辞职 B commit 使承担义务C. terrify, 使害怕 D. witness, 见证亲眼目睹世人就可以亲眼看到这很棒的文化遗产了 OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
That's all for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.